Hello, listeners. I'm K.A. Statz, the writer and creator of The White Vault. Thank you for returning for the start of a new story as our show enters its sixth season. We are supported by our Patreon patrons, and for the next few days, those who sign up for our Patreon still have the opportunity to receive the new White Vault Goshawk hiking patch. If you've enjoyed our last five seasons, please consider joining our Patreon. You could get the exclusive patch, but also far, far more. With hours of bonus content, early access to episodes, extra stories, and other great behind-the-scenes posts. That's all for now, and I hope you enjoy the start of this new season. Stay warm, stay safe, and remember, travel is not advised.
Nothing. Got a few brown creepers singing over here. That's about it. You?
Nothing. Except for snow leaning down the back of my collar, I could have just taken a nap. I'm willing to give it another hour. How about you?
Not really. Little creepers aside, I think we missed the window. There was just more out here yesterday. And I can't really feel my fingers anymore. Thinking I'll wrap up.
My blind is developing a uniquely locker room-esque odor.
Not really any perfect shots this week.
Not perfect, but good. Worth it. Not amazing, nothing phenomenal, but worth it.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it. I got what I could.
Okay, I'll pack it in. Bad luck, though.
What was that?
Bad luck. Having a slow last day out, it's bad luck for the next trip. Even a snowshoe hare would have been nice.
Yeah, birds don't tend to pay the bills. Up yet?
I will. I'm just checking on one more.
You got something in sight? Sound disappointed. It was a good trip. The moose? The fox?
The other moose? Yeah, lots of good shots. Had my heart set on a lynx or a fisher, so.
Don't we all? I'm packed. Heading back. Meet you there.
White Vault, Goshawk.
Get everything. I don't plan on stopping by the blind tomorrow.
Yeah, same. No worries. The fuck is that? Look.
Shit.
Stop. Slow down. It may still be there. Still looks intact.
The airbag's been torn down.
Jean, look here. The tracks are perfect. Wide oval, wide toes, fur indentation, gotta be a lynx. Why is the shutter sound back on?
I think it's long gone. Tracks are nice, though. Must have come around to take the food after we left this morning.
It's a pity we missed it. And a pity about the food. Don't want it eating any of the plastic. Or thinking campsites mean an easy meal.
We still have enough for tonight and the hike back. Just be ready for a lot of peanut butter.
Well, we still have the... Boots on. Fuck, my other pair of boots is missing.
No way someone would be out here without. Well, damn. Toe and all. Is anything else missing?
The boots, my extra jacket, some socks.
I think the lynx passed through after the food was taken. And one of our thermal blankets is gone. A scarf, too.
They didn't take everything, just stuff anyone would think was maybe extra supplies. My wallet's still in the pocket in the back of the tent, so it wasn't just theft for theft's sake.
They must have really needed the supplies. No shoes out here? How?
I wonder,
A lost hunter, maybe? Or a hermit?
Your spare boots are still here, though. Must have been a woman.
Gotta be, yeah. You have small feet. You okay?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. They were expensive boots. I hadn't really broken them in yet, that's why I just had them along as my backup, but... No, if they really had nothing out here, I would have given it to them.
No, I meant... Are you okay knowing someone else was here?
Sure. We were lucky we didn't encounter anyone during our photography sessions this time, but during summer shoots, there's always people out hiking or hunting.
It's different in winter, though. Unexpected. Not a lot of people aiming to come out here.
Yeah. Especially this far. Let's get cooking. The only choices we have left for dinner are some of these spicier ones. Mostly chilies and curries.
You go ahead and pick. I'll set up the stove. And I want to pack before it gets too dark.
It's already getting dark.
Hurry and pick, then. Time's up.
Ah, okay. Three sisters stew or Thai curry?
Three sisters.
Ready to be back in civilization?
You mean no more spitting and cussing? We do still have to hike back.
You know what I mean.
I look forward to getting the photos out onto the computer. I won't know what I got until then, not really.
Sure. Same. Tell me when it's ready, I'll start packing. You know, I think those slow-mo shots I got of the moose blowing snow off its snout is gonna go over really well.
Still hurts my heart to film in vertical. But, yeah. Or the steam coming off of them when the light's just right.
I'll have to see if it really came out well once I'm back at my computer, but I also got a short burst of...
Find something? Something else missing?
Yeah, sure. No, Jean. One of these footsteps has, blood?
What? Shit.
I'm sorry. I'll be a day late. I have a long way over in Reykjavik. Not enough time.
Oh, this.
Hi, Sophia.
Wait. Fireralt of langt sidan, vist samst sidan.
Miklu betra. Your Icelandic is really improving. How's Gregor? Has he heard it yet?
Oh, he's fine. Still on the trip in Vienna. He'll hear me when he gets back. He always laughs a bit, but he won't learn Polish.
He'll love it. You just have to take him to Poland to see your family again. Then he'll have to learn a little. Or just toss him in the deep end.
Yes, I plan on it. But like I tried to say, I have not seen you in days. Were you on a trip? Or sick?
2 weeks, actually. I was in Greece with Jón and Arna. Jón is still working there for another 2 weeks. But we fit in a little holiday time together.
Yeah, Greece sounds nice. Yeah, I could use a break from the cold.
You married an Icelandic man.
Yes, don't remind me. Just you and Arna went to the Greece then? What about the others?
They stayed home. And Arna flew over to Berlin to meet up with friends.
Alone?
Mm-hmm. She wanted to go to the Pergamon Museum before it closes for renovations. This was the best time for it.
You didn't go with her?
Jón and I went years ago. And she is smart. She knows how to travel. So now I'm back in the cold and have to go back to work.
Don't we all? The usual.
Yes, please. And an oat muffin.
Yeah, they're really good today. Good choice. Total is 1,250 kroner. Take a seat. I'll bring it out when it's all ready.
Tack, Sofia.
Out of Berlin today as videos and reports revealed the terror of a vehicular attack on climate activists near the Brandenburg Gate. Eurovelt goes to our correspondent Bea Endresi in Berlin for more. Bea.
Here in Berlin at the site of the Brandenburg Gate, peaceful climate activists have been gathering for the past 3 days. Even in the cold weather, protests and songs have lasted well into the night. And as of this morning at 6 a.m, the crowd already numbered in the hundreds, with kind locals even serving coffee to those arriving in the early morning hours.
You said Arna's in Berlin.
But the peaceful protest quickly turned into a scene of tragedy and panic when at 6:43 a.m, three automobiles, including one delivery truck, were driven through the crowds.
Shit.
As of updates from local Berlin police minutes ago, 10 deaths have been reported. Over 50 people have been brought to local hospitals by emergency services so far, with that number growing as uninjured protesters and bystanders work to bring the remaining injured to nearby medical facilities. Authorities are still waiting to report an accurate number of the total casualties, with several of those taken to hospital still in critical condition. Police are asking that those looking for loved ones who attended the protests to please avoid driving to the Brandenburg Gate area, as all nearby roads are currently shut down.
Anna's Instagram story.
Berlin police have arrested all three of the suspects who drove the vehicle to the attack.
Yes? Hello? Can you hear me?
I still think we should track the footprints.
No, seriously iffy. It wasn't a lot of blood, probably just cracked skin from their foot, or a small cut, but going out there looking for someone at dusk? Look how dark it is tonight. We would have been out there in that. Stu was okay.
Yeah, it was food.
We should call Michael before it gets too late.
Yeah.
What if they're dangerous? The best weapon we have is bear spray.
No, I know you're right, but like you said, I've got really small feet.
Okay.
So, whoever needed my boots and not yours also must have really small feet.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But they didn't stick around to ask for help, which would have made the most sense if it was a lost hiker or something, so maybe they didn't even want our help. She didn't want our help. Again, just guessing because of the boots.
The Lynx tracks weren't even going the same way. Please, try not to worry. Let's just focus on getting back for now. Did you pack everything else?
Everything we don't need for tonight and tomorrow morning, but my camera's still charging. Gonna be a cold night.
Already is. I'm gonna boil some water for his sleep pack. Then I'll pack the cooking kit. Breakfast will be cold.
No coffee?
If you need it that bad, chew on it.
I'll get the sat phone. Michael's still waiting for an update on our return.
Hello.
Hey, Michael, it's Iffy. And Jean.
Hey.
Good to hear from you. How's the shoot been? Caught anything good? Hoping for some strong content for you both on this trip.
What? Why? It's not like this was expensive.
If it was, we would have had better dinners.
I mean, it's your choice to go to those extremes, not that I'm not appreciative. But really, I just mean that I expect great shots because it's your MO. And I know you're both trying to fund the next trip. Anything I should be excited about?
Lots of moose, fox, owls, birds. Cute pictures of some rats, but I don't see people wanting to eat up some rat photography. Lots of video and bird shot content, too.
Sounds good. We'll make it work. I look forward to seeing it all. What's your timeline look like?
We're packing up tonight, and we'll start the hike back to Allagash in the morning. We're thinking it will take about 4 days at a reasonable pace to get back to town. Not rushing, though. That way, if we spot something worthwhile, we can still take time to snap some photos. We're still on schedule, so everything in the float plan we left you is still accurate.
Yeah, I have that right here. 4 to 5 days planned for return to Allagash. But you're thinking 4 at this point?
Maybe. What's the weather expected to be for Arstook these next few days?
Wait, Arstook or Allagash?
Arstook is the county, Allagash is the town. What's expected for Arstook?
Give me a moment to open your tab. Fuck.
Fuck what, Michael?
It looks like you've got some weather heading your way. Give me a minute.
We were already talking tonight about how it felt a little colder.
Yeah, I'd just be more worried about snowfall.
Wind.
Oh, yeah, wind. Still there, Michael?
Just double-checking a few more things.
Are we telling him about the missing stuff?
Don't know why we wouldn't.
All right, at the end, then.
Iffy, you there?
Nowhere else to be?
I just wanted to double-check so I could give you the most accurate information. Looks like you'll have a bit of bad weather passing through Arstook County. Most of it should be south of you, though.
Can you read us the report?
Cold front pushing out across the main Canada-Arstook border southeast. High accumulation of snowfall expected in Arstook, northern Somerset, Piscataquis, and Penobscot. Expect 20 to 50 centimeters of snowfall accumulation and wind speeds of up to 42 kilometers per hour, so like maybe 30 miles per hour. Temperatures expect to drop as low as negative 14 Celsius at night. Are you sure you're both prepared for this? That was terrible.
Please just finish the report, Michael.
Right. With daytime temperatures returning to negative 4 Celsius, this significant snowstorm warning will last until tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Staying indoors is recommended. Check the availability of emergency supplies beforehand. Avoid exposure to the elements. Travel is not advised.
That's it?
That's it.
We're prepared. We'd hope for better weather, but it's not unexpected. Northern Maine is finicky in winter.
Are you sure? I really wish you would have taken those snowmobiles instead of hiking in. You could have made it back in no time.
We have the gear we need for this, Michael. It's not our first storm.
And out here in the woods, we can find a place out of the wind if it gets too bad.
I might be able to catch some unbelievable videos, too.
So you're going to be okay?
Yes.
Even without the snowmobiles?
Yes, and again, the snowmobiles are very helpful, but some of our best photos never would have happened if we came in on those things. They're just too loud.
And I love a good chilly hike.
It's going to be a little bit more than chilly, Jean. Well, good luck. Call me if you need anything.
Can you be waiting in Allagash with some Irish hot chocolate?
Not gonna happen. I'll see you when you get back to real civilization. Anything else?
We had some stuff stolen from our campsite.
Camera equipment? Cards?
Thankfully, no. A pair of Iffy's boots, some food, and some small pieces of clothing and equipment.
It wasn't an animal?
There were footprints, so while we think an animal also passed through our camp, we're sure someone, probably a woman, took the stuff.
Have you run into anyone?
Nope.
But there was a bit of blood, too?
Just a bit. Not much at all.
Jeez, you sound like Monty Python. Okay, well, stay safe out there, and like I said, call me if anything happens. Oh, emergency services first, then me.
Will do. Thanks, Michael.
We'll see you in about a week.
Break a leg.
He's gonna be worried about us now.
It's a concerning situation. Being worried is a normal response.
I'm ready to turn those stew calories into a food coma, and since everything is packed well enough and the sun's already down, I'm going to sleep.
You should charge your camera if you need to.
Yeah. Are you staying out here? It's freezing.
No, I just... You don't worry about her?
Who? Oh, I do. But I also know she took some very functional things. She's somewhere in a very large, dark forest, and she didn't wait around for help. You and I just got off the call with Michael. You heard what he said about that storm. Let's just focus on us for now. We've done this a few times, but that doesn't mean we can get sloppy about it. That's how we'll end up hurt.
Yeah, you're right. I know you're right. Sorry.
Want to read?
No, not gonna. Not gonna happen. Just going to sleep. I'll sleep and dream of a hot shower once we get to town.
The showers at the hotel were lukewarm at best.
Let a girl have her dreams. Did you hear that? Jean, wake up.
What's up? Are we leaving?
No, I heard something. Something's out there.
What are you...
Get your camera, your boots.
Yeah, go.
Don't forget your light, come on.
Yeah, I know. Shit, it's snowing.
Hurry.
Let's go. Which way?
Wait. This way. Probably in the clearing. Get down and set up.
I forgot my socks.
If we don't spot it, We'll head back. Look for tracks, lynx, or snowshoe hare.
We've got tracks. Looks like lynx. Between that big rock and the one, two, third tree back.
I see him. Just the one set. With that scream.
Iffy. That was really close. Do you have the bear spray?
I don't leave it in my camera bag. Shit. But lynx don't attack people. Its prey is mostly small hares and birds and such.
Yeah. It won't go after bigger creatures. Stand up. I still don't see anything.
Snow will cover up the tracks soon.
That's so close.
This way. Look. There. Tracks.
Those are older, though. Snow's partially filled them in already.
Moose!
Hey, Moose. Just don't mind us.
Just, hunting for a lynx. Looking. Looking. For a lynx, no hunting.
Just really thought you were a tree, so.
Gene, back up toward me.
Yes. Did you see the size of that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, did you see the size of that thing? Oh, God.
You should turn your shutter sound back off.
You know, I thought I did. I must not have saved the setting because it comes back on every time I turn it off and on again. Well, my heart's ready to go back to sleep after pole vaulting into my throat. You?
Yeah. Ready to sleep. Wherever that lynx is, we'd never find it out here in the dark.
Nice try, though.
How do you always wake up when noises happen?
How do you not? It's a loud predator screaming in the middle of a dark winter forest. Most nights, I'm honestly surprised my sense of self-preservation will let me get to sleep at all.
Think any of the photos will be good?
I set everything to the right settings while we were looking for the lynx, so I really think some of them will turn out great. I've never been that close to a bull moose before. I felt like a hobbit.
I think I got a few terrified shots of its feet. Just a few hours and we'll be heading back.
Sleep well.
Pictures will be there in the morning, Iffy.
I know. I just wanted to see it again. It all happened so fast.
Just try to get to sleep soon. Like I said, it'll be an early morning. We'll leave when it's still dark.
Yeah, I know. Go to sleep. What? Shit, Gene.
What? What now? I didn't hear anything but your camera.
Get up, look.
I was there, Iffy. I saw the moose.
God damn it, Gene. Just shut up and look at the picture.
What the? Where did you?
It's from the background of the birdshot to the bull moose. They're in a few of the shots.
What?
Those are women, Jean.
The White Vault, Goshawk, written and created by K.A. Statz, co-created, produced, and directed by Travis Vengroff, with script editing by W.K. Statz, associate producer Shion Francois, edited with sound design, music, and mixing by Dane Leonardson, and executive producers Carol Vengroff, Michael Villegas, Dennis Greenhill, and A.J. Punkin. Starring A.R. Olivieri, Lauren Tucker, Lena Makoff, Hildur Magnusdottir, Travis Vengroff, Felix Trench, Nicholas Grinier, and Paul Warren. For access to bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus seasons like Artifact, Imperial, Iluka, and Echoes, visit patreon.com/foolandscholar and support this show and its creators. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.